Hello, everybody. Welcome back. What is this, episode 104 of Come Lose It with Matt Duncan? That's me, your friggin' host. Have you had a good September? Did you salute summer? Goodbye. It's officially fall next week, folks. I don't want any more of this hanging on to summer. You got to look forward to 2024 for that. We got a bunch of seasons coming up, though, okay? So I don't want to hear nothing about summer. We got to do fall. We got to do winter. We got to do spring, okay? That's just the way it's going to be from now on, okay? I make the rules here. This is my podcast. Thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. I love the international love that I'm getting. The people that I find in my inbox, I'm sorry I'm not getting back to you with your weird work propositions or sponsorships. I just don't trust it. Seems a bit strange. It seems like with all this AI stuff, we're getting into a world where I can't trust anyone. Like, for instance, I just got a call today from a 1-800 number, and I've had this call through this week, like, a few different times, the exact same number, and I didn't block it. So I finally answered it today. And when I answer the phone to a number that I don't know, I usually do it in a weird voice or a different accent. I went with, I think, Italian today. I thought I'd try that. Never done that really before. And I answered the phone and I said, buongiorno. But I said it's like an older man, like, buongiorno. And this gentleman starts talking to me on the phone, and I'm treating it like it's a scam, like he's trying to work me. But I do start to realize that this is someone calling from my CAA, which I am a member of for my car, and he's trying to just upsell me on the plan I have because he had all our information and he wasn't, you know, it seemed very legitimate, but I could not drop the voice. So I had to continue doing this through his whole speech. I think we ended up talking for about 5 to 7 minutes, and I had to be this weird Italian old man, I guess, some type of European accent that has the name Matthew Duncan. Very strange. I'm sure he ended that call and was like, did that guy just commit to the voice the whole time that wasn't his? Like, that doesn't seem right. I don't know if I've ever... I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm not trying to say that there aren't Italians out there named Matthew Duncan, but I think it's pretty damn rare it's going to be some old weird guy trying to act like he doesn't know what's up and down. You know, I was kind of banging my head against the wall, like, how do I get out of this? It's gone on too long now. I don't even know if I can just hang up because I feel bad. So I just kind of kept with it. I kept with it right to the end. And I said no. And he just said, okay, looks like your account's good and you're getting renewed at the end of September. And yeah, so, you know, if you want this or that, and just, you know, oh, get the app so that you can see what discounts you get at restaurants and stuff. Just very helpful, trying to get me to use my card and get some discounts. And here I am pretending that I'm this weird old man. I'm so sorry, but I'm a victim of this world we live in, because now they're saying that you shouldn't even talk on the phone anymore because they can use AI, and then they can call your mom, and then they ask for money with your voice. So, I mean, I guess this podcast has really duped me. There's over 100 episodes of me just blaring into a microphone now. So I guess all my family's screwed if they're going to get conned using my voice. But what they say to avoid that, just a little tip for you: get a password that you guys have, you know, if it's some kind of joke or something from your youth, maybe a crazy old aunt, I don't know, anything, you know, just something from your child, I don't know, just something that you could ask for if you're getting one of these weird AI calls. And I did, like, hear one, it was an example, and it did sound like someone had a gun to their head. Like, it did not sound quite right, but I can see, like, my parents are totally fucked up with all this technology stuff. I don't know about your parents, folks, if you're still lucky enough to have them, God bless. but they do not get the technology. They do not understand what firmware is, and they do not understand why updating things is important. Very difficult part of my 40s, I guess my 30s and my 40s now, will be constantly updating things and making sure that there aren't huge security risks for my parents' technology that they so desperately want, but they don't want to learn how to use it. And that's because that generation doesn't like to play with things. They don't like to play around. Everything is a panic. You know, it's taken decades for me to just try something and this doesn't work. You know, that's how we've gained a lot of skills that way. And I can say I'm a bit proud of that. So what else is going on? What else is going on? It's starting to get cool. There's hurricanes headed for my friends in the Maritimes. It's not funny. It's not funny. Stop laughing, you jerks. They'll be fine. They're just going to get a bit of a soak, probably. Bit of a wind, maybe a shingle or two. I don't know. Hopefully it's not bad, but this is kind of the reason that my wife and I, you know, we're in the hometown stopover right now. You know, that's not permanent. Do we want to go out east? Do we want to go north? It just kind of scares me because Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, they are going to be getting hurricanes more and more frequently as the years go on, as climate change gets worse. I'm afraid it's real, folks. So I don't know. It seems a bit risky. Are we going to move out there, buy some kind of house, and then have it blown over? Because that's going to be the house that we can afford. Something that's going to be fucking Wizard of Oz and to the next fucking gully. So all my friends out there, please be safe if you're listening. If you're just someone from the Maritimes that's just a fan, if you're like, I don't know, this hour is 22 minutes, Stan or something like that, that just somehow stumbled on this because the algorithm pushed you from the people that are on the show that kind of know me, but, you know, we don't hang out or anything like that, but I know a lot of them. I know a lot of them anyway. Hopefully the this hour is 22 minutes people are safe. We do not want any more delays to the season. Thank you. What else is going on? Well, I'm trying to get my Irish passport, folks. I'm trying to get my Irish citizenship. If you have a grandparent that was born in Ireland, you can get your passport, become a citizen. It's a little bit trickier because I have to get on this foreign birth registry, and Jesus, it's a lot of this and a lot of that. I got to get extended birth certificates. I got to get my mom's extended birth certificates. I got to draw that line to my grandfather, right? But I got his death certificate. I got his birth certificate. I got fucking everything that I think I need from him, thank God. And I can use the one who's still alive to get the stuff from her. And hopefully I can, you know, just even go through this extended birth certificate. Yeah, a lot of steps, a lot of questions that I'm like, how much was I at birth? Like, I don't know. What was my address when I was born? They didn't tell me at the time. But I did get some information. Here's a weird tidbit about my early existence. My doctor, not my doctor, the doctor who did, okay, this is going to get a little graphic for you folks, but who performed a surgery on me a couple days after birth. It was an elective surgery. I did ask for it. They gave me some rum, and I did not cry. That is on the record. So I also got drunk, got a little piece cut off me, and I did not cry. So this doctor who did that surgery, well, he had some trouble with the law, I guess. He got fined a couple times. And then my mom just mentioned in passing that he was murdered. So I don't know what happened to this doctor. His name was Dr. Sullivan. If you guys could look him up and see what exactly the murder situation was. But, you know, I it's like a tattoo. One of it's his work, and it's on my body. And this man has been murdered. Maybe it's related to his misconducts as a doctor. I don't know. But these are the things you learn when you're doing an extended birth certificate, you know? It's starting to get a little dark here in the opening turd. May I have a little protein? Oh, that's good stuff. Okay, we got to talk about it because we've talked about it in the past. I've kind of, you know, I was a big fan of this show, but big news in the world of entertainment with That 70s Show star Danny Masterson he's got 30 years in jail for raping two women. Holy shit. 30 years in jail for Danny Masterson, the proud, crazy Scientologist. And lots has been happening since that got announced. You know, Ashton Kutcher, his wife, they did some video. They had to apologize because they wrote letters to the judge asking for leniency. It's such a weird thing when, you know, I saw a really great comment about it where they're just like, it's hard to accept what's going on when you hear things like this about people that are in your life, that stuff that you've maybe never witnessed or been privy to. It's all a bit of a shock. So I think they're still in a process of, hey, our friend, we're losing our friend, and I care about my friend. So they haven't really had time to process what Danny Masterson has done. So I think I can see that. You know what I mean? I can understand that, but it's not a good look, guys. Not a look, you know, a guy that is going away for 3 years. And unfortunately, your letters from the CEO of Punk'd didn't sway the judge in any way. He's doing the time. It could be 30 years to life. He could be even more than 30 years. 30 years, he's 48. He'll be out when he's 78. Oh, man, that's just, it's wild. It's some wild shit, but justice has been had, and it seems like these high-profile rape cases now in Hollywood, they're really starting to fall through with the justice, you know, with the Harry Weinstein and now this, and man, it's just crazy. It's crazy. It's a bummer. I don't know if that I can watch that show anymore. I've talked about this with my wife, and she's like, well, I think I could still watch it. You know, there's other parts of the show that are good that, you know, I don't even like Hyde, and, you know, and I understand that, but it's just going to pull me out of it every time I see it. It's like I can't watch fucking Naked Gun movies without thinking about OJ and that whole fucking thing. You know, I've gone through the wormholes. I've read the books. You know that. If you've been listening to this podcast, so it does pull you out. And here's what I think with all this AI stuff that they're fighting for right now, right? God bless them. The Writers Guild, the actors, SAG, they're all fighting for the AI rights. But here's the situation where the AI might save the show. What if we recast Hyde? We deepfake someone in, their voice, everything. It can be done. We can deepfake them into all the episodes, put them in the credits, and we don't even have to act like Danny Masterson was ever on the show. Because eventually the people that watched it when it was on, they'll no longer be alive or senile or, you know, they'll be fucked up. So the new people, maybe the show can live on instead of being buried in dust. Let's deepfake Danny. Let's get some, I don't know who could be, maybe the you know, the guy from The Bear, you know, he's hot right now. Put him in. I think he's got a clean, we'll have to check his record first, but I feel like he would do a good job. You know, he's done the TV thing. We're going to have to pay him for his AI rights. So hopefully they can work that stuff out. And maybe you're going to see more of that shit, man, because AI is doing some crazy shit right now. It's just, it's wild to see. They're going to eventually just have, they're not going to need to dub movies anymore. They're going to have, they'll just like change the language. The lips will change. I've seen videos that are already doing this and it looks pretty good. And I don't know how it translates, but I would imagine it's pretty good as well, judging by the people commenting on the languages. So eventually you'll be able to actually see Keanu Reeves speaking Chinese or speaking Gaelic or something in the John Wick movies. His mouth, and they're going to be more into it. You're not going to have some terrible actor trying to do their best Keanu Reeves impression. Do we need that anymore? I know this hurts a certain person out there. I'm sorry, but that is the future. I've seen it. It's coming. Oh my God, is it terrifying? It's terrifying. It's coming for us all. We're gonna be begging AI for jobs. Just can we oil your machine? I'm gonna be a machine oiler for AI. I want to be a goddamn machine oiler, but. Last thing I'll say in the opening turd is that BioSteel, you know the drink I've been talking about, it's going bankrupt. I'm not happy about it. I hope they find a buyer for it. Apparently they're losing tons of money. It's my favorite electrolyte drink. It just brings me joy. I just love the friggin' thing. It's with stevia. There's no sugar. And, you know, it tastes like a runny freezy or something, you know. It tastes like a popsicle. It's just, it's delicious. It's 500 milliliters, and it gets you hydrated. It gets you that potassium, that sodium, that electrolyte, baby. So they're They're in bankruptcy, which is really unfortunate. I hope it doesn't fully go away. I hope that doesn't happen, you know. But you never know with these things. They sometimes they can turn it around. Sometimes they can find a new. I think that, you know, all the big sports leagues like the NHL and the NBA, they drink this stuff. They use it. So maybe someone will buy it and keep pumping it out because I think it's great. And I really don't like Gatorade, you know. I feel like I never have liked Gatorade very much. Never have really enjoyed it. You know, like this I find more enjoyable. Anyway, shut the fuck up. Let's get to the fitness update. I said, let's get to the fitness update.
Fitness update.
Wow. Okay. Let's keep moving through this, folks, because I got to get downtown. I'm releasing this episode on Saturday. Hope you guys are having a great weekend. If you're on the East Coast, I hope you're wearing those yellow raincoats with the hat, with the funny little Newfoundland hat. You know what I'm talking about, the rain hat, because you're going to need it. It's going to be a little wet, but hopefully that's all it is. Hopefully it just passes over and gives you a bit of rain. I'm really hoping that is the truth, folks. But my fitness update, look, the mountain bike is back. I went to my cottage where I've been storing my mountain bike, letting my dad ride it once, maybe twice every 3 years. And I just decided because I'm down in the burbs now, there's these like great trails and paths. My road bike, I ain't a city boy anymore, okay? I need something that can handle the gravel a little bit, something that can go into the woods a little bit. And my mountain bike that I bought when I worked at a sports star called Sport Mart, Sports Star? A sports store called Sport Mart. And it doesn't exist anymore. Still has a sticker on it. Still has the website on the sticker telling you where to go. Doesn't work. Don't try. Sportmart.ca. I worked there when I was in high school, and I used to get 40% off of cost. It was like cost. No, it was cost plus 40%. I think it was that. It was a really good deal. So we got to see, which was actually, I would appreciate more now that we could actually see the cost price of everything and we could see how much we're marking it all up. It didn't have to be a manager or any of that shit to see it. You could see it right in the computer where we used to fucking cash people out. And so, and especially when you're trying to buy stuff. So I bought hockey equipment. I bought a bike. I bought some golf stuff. Like I went for it because I knew this shit wasn't going to last. So I got the mountain bike back. I had to change the dork disc. If you don't know what a dork disc is, you got to look it up. It's stupid. It's just a little protective thing on the cassette. I try and get a cassette off. Try and get a fucking cassette off. I had all the tools and everything, but it was like fucking trying to pry a little baby out of an alligator's mouth. It was unbelievably hard, but I got it done, got the new dork disc on, and then I also changed, you know, these tires are 22 years old, maybe 23 years old now. I just was like, I never had a flat with that bike. I used to ride it in the city when I first was like, you know, 20 years old. Used to leave it locked up on Bloor Street there at Brunswick. Someone tried to steal it once. They couldn't pry the bar, motherfucker. So I still got it. It's still working, but I've never really tuned it up or anything. So I got some new tires. I got some new tubes, watched videos. My hands, Jesus, it's just, it hurts so much. And it's impossible to not get greasy. You can only wear gloves for so much. And I did it. But I'm taking it to some guy who has a shop in his garage on Saturday, which would be today, the day that you're hearing this. And he's going to tune it up for me. He's going to do a little tune up. He's going to, you know, do all the things. My gears aren't really working that well. Bit of a screech after I worked on it. A little bit of screech powers, a little Saved by the Bell, the ghost of screech coming from my wheels. So I have to get it. I got to get it all fucking tuned up. But so I got the mountain bike. I love going for these like 15K rides. Once I get the, I can't wait. I can't wait till the gears are all done because the tires are great. It's fantastic. And sometimes you just got to go to Amazon, man. It's the cheapest. $75, two tires, two tubes. Come on. And that comes with the shit that comes, you know, the stuff that has to go on the rim over the spokes and everything. So it's got two of those. Pretty easy stuff. The fast continues. I have been fasting now. I think this is my fourth week back at intermittent fasting, and I've done a pretty good job at sticking to it. Sometimes it's been pushed a little bit later. Last night was actually the latest that I have ever done in a long time. 10 p.m. is when I stopped. We just had a really late dinner, and it was tough because I had to wait till 2 p.m. the next day to eat, and I worked out. I did weights. I did cardio, all just on water and herbal tea and stuff. No food in my system, and it was a struggle. I was really hungry, and boy, when I broke that fast, I broke that fast. I fucking made some eggs. I fucking had, and right now I've got a protein powder drink, a protein shake with some banana and a little hint of mint. Oh, baby, it's delish. We'll talk a little bit of that in the health news, though. So everything's good. Cutting the weight, losing about a pound to a pound and a half a week. Hopefully keeping that up. Feeling like a good lifestyle choice. I recommend it, guys. As always, you should talk to your doctor before you start any of that stuff, but don't go hard at the beginning. You can do like a 14-10. You can do, you know, like ease your way into it. Get on one of those apps. They work well. I use the Body Fast app, and I find it great. So anyways, that's where I am with the health, feel good, working out, biking, and fasting. And
health news.
News that is health related.
Oh, man. I love making these protein shakes. I use Vega protein, so it's a vegan protein. It's the only protein powder I've ever finished. It's the only protein powder that I like. There's like a chocolate mocha flavor, and then there's this other like kind of strawberry fruity one. It just tastes like a strawberry milkshake. Very good, made with like healthy stuff, only a gram of sugar per serving. And then whatever's added with the banana. So it's really low. But you know what? I'll go right to it since we're talking to the protein powder. The first topic is protein powder dangerous? And look, there are a lot of protein powders out there. There are a lot of different whey types. This is, I don't drink a whey type. I drink a vegetable-based type, so it's healthier. And it's vegan, so I just trust it more than the ones that you will get at one of those stores. You know that store, there's like that main store, I can't remember the name of it in Canada, but I've been a member before, and I've bought in a bucket, like a gigantic paint bucket of protein powder, and I remember at the time my wife was like, you're not gonna get anywhere close to finishing that, I guarantee you that. And she's right. I think I maybe had five scoops out of it and had to end up throwing it into a green bin. It's just too much, and I'm just not a fan of whey so much. I don't know. I don't know what it is about whey. I just don't, I don't like the taste of it. I find it too milky or something. I don't know. Didn't like it. Don't love it. I can have it sometimes, but I don't want to drink a bucket of it. So I'm on the vegan protein, the Vega, and it's great. I think you should try it if you haven't and you're interested in protein powder. But this poor fella, this bloody poor kid in the UK died after taking protein powder. Now, here's an article. Now, as always, I post links to the health news article so you can read. You can do what you want with that information. There's also some other goofy links, too, to some weird pictures and stuff based on what I'm talking about. You know what it's like. You know what it's like. Listen, so the protein shakes, they're now saying that they should come with some health warnings because there's this kid. And he had a protein shake, and then he didn't know. He had an undiagnosed deficiency. I'm not going to try to say it. It's like ornithine transcarbamylase, something like that. It's tough. But it really means that it causes ammonia to build up in the blood. Now, ammonia is a waste product made by the body in the digestion of protein. So the condition allows ammonia to accumulate to toxic levels that can affect the central nervous system. Apparently, a neurologist saw him and was like, hey, I think he's got ammonia poisoning. But the hospital ignored it, and then he died. So this is, he was probably, he's, for one, young. He's 16 years old. I don't know if you should be having protein shakes when you're under 18. I don't know. Can you? Probably if it's healthy and fine. But these high protein shakes, you know, it's not good for you to have too much. Your body can only digest so much at a time. So I believe that. I believe you got to be really careful with that stuff. I know a lot of people kind of live by protein powder, especially those who go to the gym. But there are risks with it. They have done some studies on different protein shakes. It's a huge, huge industry. But they've looked at many protein powders, and they do, some of them do contain heavy metals, including lead, arsenic, cadmium, and mercury, as well as bisphenol A, which is used to make plastic. They also discovered pesticides or other contaminants with links to cancer and other health conditions, and that some toxins were present in significant quantities. So, yeah, depending on the one you get, I think I trust the one I have. I hope it doesn't have this shit in it. It's supposed to be the healthier kind. It's a lot more fucking expensive than these ways, this bucket of whey you can get for $30 or whatever. So be careful with the protein shakes. Too much of anything is a bad thing, folks. Too much of anything is a bad thing. Now, the next article I'd like to talk about, again, I'll post a link to it, but I just found it to be really nice for you people out there because, you know, Come Lose It is a fitness podcast. It's a pro fast food fitness podcast, one of the only ones in the biz. But we still are trying to lose weight. It's been the goal all along, and I'm really working at it now that I'm doing the intermittent fasting. So this is from a nutritionist, and it's just some tips for long-term success at losing weight. Now, losing 1 to 2 pounds a week is recommended. I've always known that since I was a trainer almost 20 years ago. 1 to 2 pounds a week, you're more likely to keep the weight off in the long run. Now, there's people that you may lose weight faster if your starting weight is higher. So someone that's morbidly obese, you notice those people, just by creating a caloric deficit, they start to lose that weight. So it's going to melt off you for a bit. You're going to feel like it's just, if you commit to that caloric deficit, it'll be coming off you like no problem. But then you're going to hit a plateau. And those last 10 pounds you're going after are going to be really tough. They're going to require a lot of exercise and proper nutrition. Now, also, changing the type of calories you eat may speed weight loss. So, you know, you can't, just because you're sticking to a certain level, it's better to try to eat whole foods, try to, you know, not eat late, don't eat processed foods, stuff like that. Even if you're eating low calorie, it can really slow the process. So if the cleaner you're trying to eat, you know, you can always mix in a little bit of that stuff, but you want to pick which calories are going in. You want to pay attention to that. Now, eating too few calories can stall weight loss. Now, this is true, and I remember this when I was training, and I had to tell people this as well. If you starve yourself, there will be a period where your body's this living organism, right? And it's trying to protect you. So when it feels like all of a sudden it goes into starvation mode, it's going to try and store the fat because it's getting worried that everything is going to burn off. So your body's trying to hold on to it. Now, obviously, we'll get to a point where your body gets too weak and it lets go of the rope, so to say, and then you start losing weight. But you'll be very sick and you'll be having a lot of side effects you're not going to like. Now, genetics and other factors may affect your weight loss as well, right? You go to a doctor, figure out what your genetic type is. A lot of factors like poor sleep, stress, gut microbiome, you know, your digestive system, it can all slow down that process of weight loss can really add. And I think I definitely have some of those issues as well. Probably the gut microbiome stuff. I probably should take probiotics more. Weight fluctuations are normal. This was always an important thing I told people too, because as you're working out, you're building muscle mass. You know, you can't step on the scale all the time. Pick one morning at a certain time once a week, and that's it, because you're gaining muscle mass. There's bone, there's body fat, there's water volume. It changes quickly and wildly. There's undigested food, even if it's later going to be burned off. And then you've also got waste in your GI tract before you've had that katoonk, you know? So there's a lot of different reasons. Your weight is changing all the time. So I find it's great. One day a week, same time, same bat channel, do the scale, and then don't worry about it again. Don't get obsessed with that fucking scale, because weight loss is very rarely linear. And that's a quote from this article, very rarely. So do not get discouraged if you see your weight go up a few pounds. And the last thing I'll say about this is just be patient, okay? Be patient. Pursuing weight loss might not always be easy, but that doesn't mean that getting started has to be. Make a commitment to yourself to lose weight. Determine your starting points in height, weight, risk factors, diet, lifestyle. Set specific, realistic goals that leave room for forgiveness. Find ways to educate and support yourself and monitor and reward your progress over time. Reward yourself. Work up to that Big Mac. You've been fasting all week. You've been fasting 16 hours every single day, and you're taking Fridays off like I do. I take Fridays off, baby. Friday night, I ain't doing nothing. I'm going to be having a couple of drinks. I'm going to be having some dinner, whatever. Getting up, might have some food before 12, but then it's going to kick in again Saturday night, you know? So just reward yourself. You got to reward yourself. So I think those are some good tips. I think it's actually pretty great. She's a registered dietitian. Her name is Cynthia Sass, and it was medically reviewed by Barbie Cervoni, another registered dietitian, and I think a Canadian doctor of nutrition. I think that's what she's got, a bunch of acronyms. Anyway, that's it for the health news, and you know what that means. Get off the toilet. It's okay, here we are. The other shit part of the episode. Here we go. Me and my own giving you some shit. There isn't too much. I'll just say I'm excited. We are in mid-September. We're very close to hockey being back in Canada. For all my international listeners, yes, it is our sport. Yes, we love it. And especially me and my team, the Toronto Maple Leafs, they are back, baby. The Toronto Raptors are also coming back, so make sure you go to the Rapcast on your favorite podcatcher. If you want to hear the podcast I produce, it's going to be a big year for us. Big announcement coming at some point. I'm not ready for that yet. It's an emotional one, but we're going to have a fun year. I think Confederacy of Dunks basketball podcast only on the Rapcast. Go to RaptorsRepublic.com. Or you can go to the Rapcast on your favorite podcatchers as well. We're on YouTube. Look for Raptors Republic. We'll be there. You can go to the Confederacy of Dunks YouTube account as well. I post all the episodes there on a playlist. So excited. I just love fall sports. And this is a fitness podcast after all, so we have to just tip our hat and say, go Leafs, go. Now, the other thing I'm going to move on to is COVID's coming back. We've talked about it. We're starting to mask up in this house a little bit. We're going into stores with the mask on again because it's out there, babe. It's out there, and I don't want to get it. It's not a cold. It fucks up your organs. I do not want to be one of those people. I do not want long COVID. I haven't had the new shot yet. I don't know if it's ready or when it is. Probably soon. I'm going to get the shot. I'm just not going to fuck around with it, okay? And we were going to go on a trip. Now we're not. And a big part of it too is like we decided we didn't want to fly, so we were going to drive, but then other things, you know, we just couldn't make it happen. Anyway, flying equals COVID. They did a study, okay? And it looks like 96% of airplane flights had COVID-19 coronavirus in their wastewater. That's right, folks. You're almost guaranteed to get COVID or be exposed to COVID every time you fly. And so if you're not wearing a mask, you're going to be more at risk of getting it. Masks help a lot. I don't know how anybody is flying in those dirty shit buckets and not wearing a mask. I just don't get it. I don't want to take a plane to Europe and then get off the plane and have COVID. You know, I don't want to start my 2-week trip where I'm fighting this virus in a country where I don't even speak the language and I've got no one there taking care of me. You know, like what a fucking nightmare that would be. So yeah, it's going to be uncomfortable. It's going to be weird. But if I was getting on a plane right now and I'm crossing the Atlantic or whatever, I'm wearing a fucking mask. I'm wearing an N95. I ain't fucking around. It's crazy. Like, you don't want to get this. Please. It's really not a cold. We're not there yet. We're decades away from it being just a cold. Okay? Just put the fucking mask on. Jesus. All right. Last topic. What are we talking about here? Fentanyl vaccine. They are creating a fentanyl vaccine. Can you believe this? Isn't that fantastic? The opioid crisis is not letting up, and people need, they're not going to stop, right? Like the fentanyl stuff is just, it's 50 times, 100 times stronger than heroin. It's just it's like the leading cause of ODs now. So they're going to have these vaccines coming out, hopefully, that are designed to protect people from accidental overdoses of heroin and its stronger synthetic cousin, fentanyl. It works by prompting the body to produce fentanyl-specific antibodies that bind the drug in the blood and prevent it from entering the brain. So far, it's only been tested on rats and pigs. Oink, oink! But their results suggest that the vaccine could potentially offer a safe, long-lasting, and prophylactic treatment to combat the opioid overdoses. So this is a good thing. This is how we can help keep people from dying. They should be able to get the human clinical trials going soon, and hopefully it'll be tested on humans in early 2024. So yeah, fentanyl is a really scary thing. Really scary synthetic drug, very powerful. You got to have such a little punch of it. You can't even touch it. Oh man. That shit falls in your hand or something, you're dead. You're friggin' dead. You can't touch that stuff. So that's how fucking crazy it is. And it's always such a sad thing to hear the, you know, people that are dying from that and hooked on it. And it's just, that's got to be the fucking hardest thing in the world to get off of. But, you know, let's end on a little bit of a happier note. I mean, that's good news. That's good news, though, that they're coming out with that vaccine. Been watching Winning Time. Now, listen, if you haven't been watching Winning Time, if you're just looking for a fun Sunday night show, you really should watch it. John C. Reilly is fantastic. It's about the Los Angeles Lakers becoming a dynasty in the 80s, putting basketball on the map, facing off against the Boston Celtics. These actors are fucking fantastic. They're fantastic. It takes place in the 80s. It's just got such a fun vibe. A lot of good humor. Adrian Brody plays Pat Riley, the coach. Jason Segel played another coach, Rick Westhead. It's just, it's a lot of fun. It's an Adam McKay show. If you're not a basketball fan, I don't think it matters. And it's got the dopest fucking intro song. You know, look, I'm going to play it for you a little bit just so you can hear. We're going to go out on it pretty much. It's by this rap group called The Coup. They've been around a long time. I've heard them for years, but I'd have never heard this song. I don't know how old it is, but it's definitely their biggest one now. It's called My Favorite Mutiny. And this is the opening credit song for Winning Time. Just picture like a montage news clippy type thing of the 80s. Showing all the nostalgic things you'd like to see, and then a little bit of sports and stuff mixed in as well. It's just, if this doesn't get you jacked, I don't know what will. You know what I mean? If this doesn't get you jacked, I don't know what will.
Just desserts, it's not just the words. Some of y'all heads up in the cloud. I'ma bring y'all back to earth. It's black back to burn. Bullshit y'all talking about. Out your mouth, I'm not concerned. Cause y'all got to learn. It's y'all turned like Detroit Red. When his head had an ultra perm. The long walk, I burn your bare heels, so throw on your boots. The game camouflage like army suits. But I can see it more clear. Cause I came with the coupe in here. Ring the alarm, inform the troops. Send them out into the world, go to war on the fluke. Eye to eye with the enemy, you sworn to shoot. Now I'm coming at your neck. Sick of hearing something wrong with me. Motherfucker, something wrong with you. When the cheek just way too smart to question. The enemy, the brothers, I discover dark complexion. The governments of the world is shark infested. They heavy on weaponry like Charlton Heston, man. Look, it gets low, man.
All right, that's The Coup. My favorite mutiny by The Coup. Not bad, eh? Not bad. Not friggin' bad. Man, that song gets me jacked. I love a good opening credit to a show, but I also love, I love a goodbye song too. And that's mine, baby. Thanks for listening. That's it. We're done. 40 minutes. That's where we like to end around. That's enough rant of me you get for a couple weeks. I'll see you at the end of September. October, I think, might be my favorite month. I think it's my favorite month. It's coming up. We're going to wrap up September in 2 weeks. Hockey will be right around the corner. We'll be into the preseason. We're going to have lots to talk about. And who knows? This fast will continue. Maybe I'm just going to start feeling and looking better. Hope you guys are taking it easy. Hope you're not too hard on yourself, and we'll see you again.